Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it real, well shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Spotted her a mile away, and shorty lookin' thick as fuck. Turn up so many blunts on the table. I told her ass to burn one. Shotgun in the fuck that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she did get a laugh. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cat. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, Shorty. I'm just trying to turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chillin' in the club. I'm sippin' on my Hennessy.
I got my
niggas tryna get in the VIP like they ask what some candy.
I don't even know
these niggas frauds, man. I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man. I swear they got bitch tendencies.
Oh my God.
Scrolling through my Insta and shorty looking kinda nice.
Yo.
Man, I slid up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight.
Oh, yeah.
She slid me the Addy and told me that it's on site.
Oh, yeah.
Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right.
Like, oh my God.
Everything was going good and then shorty just started tripping.
Wow.
Not paying her no mind. From the Henny, I've been sipping. Then she tried to cuddle when I told her I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me. I told her I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to another Poetry Thursday here on OG Radio with your boy, Radio Rail, and Timothy.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing tonight? It's going to be kind of a...
You like my intro?
It was I ain't. No, I'm just playing. It was good. I wish my intro, I need to work on mine. But I haven't had nothing too special.
You just gotta give it a lot of energy. That's all.
Oh, that's what that was. You just leave using the rest of it after, you know, you didn't work all day.
A long day, yes. And I worked overtime today, and I worked Amazon this morning. Oh, definitely.
Okay. Dead. Oh, so you got some money in your pockets, man. Okay. I need to be like you.
Yeah, I got a couple change, a couple pennies, a few nickels and quarters.
I'm talking about bills. I'm talking about bills.
I got something. I got a little something like, who's on the dollar bill? Whoever, George Washington? Yeah, I got a couple of George Washington.
Okay, so tonight, I don't believe we have anybody on the books for the poetry tonight, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unless you're trying to surprise me with some new things.
No, I've been doing soul searches, and but nobody was ready. All right, well, you know, cool. It's cool.
They wasn't ready for what? To just speak, or what do you mean by wasn't
ready? They didn't have a poem ready.
Oh, okay. I understand that feeling. Sometimes I don't either.
Partially my fault because I waited too late. Because, you know, I be doing so much stuff in a day. I be waiting too late to get to people.
Well, I had, like, a nice rotation going. I don't know what happened. Nobody really hit me up where I normally be posting that. But it's cool, whatever. I guess we could just talk shit, and maybe I can share my newest poem with you guys that I had presented on the show back on the 19th. I did a show for a poetry group, and it was pretty cool. And I had wrote a new piece or so for that particular show that I haven't presented on OG Radio, so I probably can perform that sometime later within the show if we don't get any calls in. I guess I'd be willing to do that. Like, before we start having a lot of people, it used to just be me and you anyway. So, how you doing today?
Right, like, I am tired. No, I'm good. I'm good. It's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. Yay!
Friday don't seem the same since COVID been happening. Like, it doesn't seem worthwhile, like, to care that it's Friday because COVID been going on. It's just like, it's another day.
When you work, you get happy. But when you don't work or you work from home, it's just like, eh. But I definitely feel that.
So how do you feel about the NBA canceling their games because of the shooting and police brutality and things like that? I know you feel some type of way.
Okay. First of all, before I get into the NBA, I really want to say that the looting and shit was for what? The chaos was for what? Right? Because I saw the video. Now, the end result, what the cops did was wrong. Yes, I agree. But you can't say that they did not tell this man to stop, put his hands up behind his back. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they didn't say that. They told this man that several times, right? And then for him to go from one end of the car to the other end to open the door and to reach for something, I'm not going to lie, if I was a cop, I probably would have shot you. You know what I'm saying? If I'm telling you that you're under arrest and you're steady doing shit, what choice do you have? You know what I'm saying?
There was three of them against him. They could have tackled him to the ground. I mean, they do it any other time from the other side of the car. How did they manage to allow him to walk all the way around to the side without jumping on him? Or tasing him.
That's true.
Then the fact that it was seven shots. I can understand maybe one in the leg and ass cheek, something like that. But seven? It was actually eight shots that rang out. I guess seven only hit him. But seven shots. That was overkill, personally.
Well, I'm going to tell you from firsthand experience, when adrenaline is pumping and you have a gun in your hand, you just shoot. You know what I'm saying? I'm not defending the cop or nothing like that, but...
Well, I'm ex-military,
and
you don't do that.
They're trained as well.
And they're trained, too.
They're trained as well.
They're trained, too. They do some of the same training that we do.
This is true.
I mean, you're supposed to give a warning.
Nonetheless.
If you can apprehend that person, you apprehend that person.
Which happened. But, like I say, he went to the driver's side of the door and reached for something. Now, none of us will never know where he reached for. You know what I'm saying?
They claimed he was checking on his kids who were in the car.
You wouldn't check on them in the front seat. You would open the back door, not the front door.
Well, maybe he thought they was going to shoot the kids, too. I don't know, but I just feel like they could have apprehended him on the other side of the vehicle before allowing him to walk all the way around the vehicle. Not to mention, there were 7 shots. I really feel like that was just, and if a civilian had did that, they would have considered that overkill, and they would have prosecuted him to the highest extent, because you only got to, you know, disable the weapon at least 2 times to disarm a person. Most of the time, only once. But what was the need for those extra 5 shots? I don't get the extra 5. What was the extra 5 for? I give you 2. But what was the extra 5 for? You just emptied basically like a whole clip into his body. Like, what was it necessary?
Yeah,
you know?
But again, I don't care the situation. He still went into the driver's side to get something. You know what I'm saying? Now, what
But it didn't
happened,
say he was detained.
Okay.
Were they trying to detain
Maybe,
him?
Even if they didn't try to detain him, right, he still could have complied and got down on the ground and put his hands behind his back like they said. That's the key
Were
thing
they saying that
I think everybody missed. It was on the video. They were telling him, get on the ground, put your hands behind your back. He didn't do none of that. So if you're not complying with the
All
police,
I seen was him
saying,
walking from one side to the other. They didn't have any footage. I didn't hear them saying he was detained.
They had audio. And before he went to the driver's side, they pointed the gun at him. The cops was yelling at him to stop whatever he was doing, to get on the ground, to put his hands behind his back. He didn't do none of that. He just kept walking, went around to the other car, went around to the driver's side, opened the door, and they shot him.
So
I don't know
why
how many
wasn't
different
he detained
footages
on the
going
other side.
Around.
I only seen one. That was the one
that,
when they shot him in the back.
You can still ask, why didn't he just comply with the police?
Why
wasn't
he tased?
No,
I don't miss anything because I've been in situations where I've had to detain somebody in a situation like that. And when you...
But that's if they didn't comply, right?
No, even if they don't comply, that doesn't give you a right to kill them or try to kill them.
I'm not saying
you just
I'm not
are
saying
trying
that.
To
I'm definitely not
apprehend
that.
Them.
Right. But again, that's if they don't comply, right? That's when you use secondhand force versus your gun, right?
Okay, so what about George Floyd then?
Right?
So what about George Floyd?
That was a whole different scenario. The man
he was handcuffed on the ground.
In the cockpit,
so either way, it really doesn't matter.
Pit.
Yeah, and he can see to choke him out on the ground.
What I'm saying is, no matter how anybody looked at it, why nobody ever asked, why didn't he just comply to the beginning?
I did ask,
everybody
but I'm saying maybe people are scared because they know once you have them on the ground and in handcuffs, maybe they're thinking, I'm about to die anyway. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about
possibly...
Well, that's
your thought process. So the thought process is maybe
that's everybody's current thought process. He didn't have a gun. He didn't even have one weapon in the vehicle either.
No, I'm just saying. So, like, that's everybody's thought process. Is, well, shit, I'm going to die anyway. Let me shoot it out with the cops. Like, no. Like,
no, it's not even shooting
I'm
out. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying if you comply, even when we do comply, we still get killed. Even if you don't comply, you get killed. And then when you do comply and you still get killed, they want to bring up past records and things like that. Like when we was doing quiet, silent protest about police brutality, they was mad about that. They mad about it any way you do it. It really doesn't matter whether that you looting and fighting and acting a fool or if you're calm and mellow about it. They still... don't like it, they're still going to complain about it. Whatever we do, it's still the same.
But
so what is the end result? How can we come up with a solution?
It might have been a different outcome if he would have complied. You
never
know.
Maybe.
We will
never
know.
You never know.
But I would still feel better knowing that it was he was totally 100% defenseless and that he was confined. The fact that he didn't, it's hard for that scenario because everybody took it as, oh, well, you know, they shot him and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but he didn't comply, so it makes it hard to want to defend
him. Why
did
they go for the deadly weapons first before they have all those other gadgets on their little pretty belts that they have, and they're trained to use each individual one for that?
From what I've seen and what I've heard, what I've seen, and if he's bad, he had a criminal record. So I don't know what that was about. I do know sometimes if you got a warrant for your arrest, they do pull them things on you. I've had warrants in my lifetime, and they, you know, draw guns on me. So I don't know.
Why is that the first thing they reach for, though? We're trained the same way in the military as the police force are, and we're not told to grab for the deadliest weapon first.
This is true, but
you can have
again,
a warrant for child support, so you're supposed to be pulled. I mean, child support give you warrants too, so that means they're supposed to pull a gun out on you because you owe back child support. I mean, people get behind all the time.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying from my experience in life with me having warrants, I've known I've had guns drawn on me because I had a warrant.
And you're also black.
They don't, may not,
and you're a male, and you're pretty tall.
They may not know the extent. I mean, yeah, but I also got pulled over before, you know, complied, and everything was good. I've had a situation where
and there's hundreds of other black men, I'm sure, have complied and still got their ass beat. I'm pretty sure there's other hundreds of black men who complied and just went to jail. I'm sure there's plenty of other black men who've complied and just...
Right, and I'm saying...
Or didn't comply
and
still got fucked up.
Like, I told you about my life is being taken. I told you about that situation. So that was a fucked up one. I've been in a situation where I have complied and everything was good. So I don't know. You just the luck of the draw with good and bad cops throughout life. That's the only
thing
I can think
of. We shouldn't be fearful. Black men shouldn't be fearful of that. And the first thing they grab, they shouldn't be that timid to be working on the force. I wouldn't want
to
be in a car when I was deployed. You're not being detained. You have every right to walk away. If he wasn't being detained, if they didn't give him a reason of being detained, if they didn't say he has every legal way, opportunity to walk away, you are allowed to walk away or even drive away. I've been in situations with police officers where they've stopped me for whatever bullshit that was. I actually have a story for that. I was driving. This is in Texas. And the light said I could turn left. Well, as the officer, he wasn't paying attention. He was looking at his computer screen. We were in the school zone, and I went to make the turn, and he almost hit my car. But he wasn't paying attention because I had the right of way, because my arrow said I could go. I honked at him, like, do you not see me? I got my kid in the car. He got so mad, he pulled me over, asked for his superior ID number, and I asked him, I will sit here and wait till your superior get here because we're in a school zone. You were on your laptop or your computer or whatever you want in your vehicle. You weren't paying attention on any electronic devices. I said, are you above the law? I will wait for your superior officer. Matter of fact, I need your ID number as well. And am I being detained? No, I'm just saying there's nothing to talk about. End of the conversation. I need your superior here right now. I would not be leaving the scene until your superior officer get here. And you as a civilian have that right. If people knew their laws, if they ask, am I being detained? If they say no, you're allowed to walk away. You don't have to stand there and continue to negotiate anything with them. They have to give you a logical reason. They just can't just say, oh, I'm pulling you over because I felt like it today. That's not how the law works. And the fact that I am practicing law right now, that's what bothers me about African-American males and women or African-American period, because they don't know the law. And a lot of this stuff will be reconciled if they did. And guess what he did? He went and sent his patrol car, called his superior, and once his superior got there, he let me go. And he cussed or snapped on his subordinate, which that is supposed to happen because he was wrong. He wasn't doing what he's supposed to do. some officers feel like they're above the law and that they're allowed to do certain things. That's why you're in training. Anytime I was in Iraq and we were deploying, I would never want to be in a vehicle with somebody timid. You know why? Because people end up hurt and killed with timid people in the vehicle. If you're timid and you're uncomfortable in certain areas, they should not put you or let you patrol that particular area. They put somebody that's familiar with that area and maybe have grown up in that area and know about that area so you don't feel so timid.
They would never do that. They would never do that.
They're not.
Let's be realistic.
Throughout the precincts, that's what needs to happen.
It will, nope.
Right.
It will never change.
And that's why they give you all these psychological tests and exams and things like that that are put in place to control police brutality, and it's not being done. And a lot of them are being ran by, of course, Ku Klux Klan, which is still not considered a terrorist group like Black Lives Matter group is. And they've been around lynching and burning crosses on people's porches and burning down people's houses for decades. So I'm not understanding why the first deadly force was used by the time he got to the other side of the vehicle. If he was being detained, he should have been detained on the other side of the vehicle. There were three of them against one. They could have easily tackled him down and arrested the man. No, they waited, let him walk all the way around. They don't know if this person has a mental issue. They don't know what's going on with the person. It doesn't. They are here to protect and serve us. We are supposed to be protected and serve. They're supposed to protect and serve the people, not hurt anybody. That's their job.
It still goes hand in hand. They could have did that.
He had no weapons.
We don't know that. We don't know what he went into
under
the side.
They said that he didn't have any. You don't know that, but you're not supposed to shoot first and call names later. Yeah, but you know that now, and that's going to be a problem.
How?
Because it's in the military, you're supposed to watch for those things first. You're not supposed to grab the deadly weapon and kill anybody first. We will be in so much trouble.
What I'm saying is, well, we see firsthand cops don't get in trouble, so that shit don't mean shit in the United States of America. And then knowing the law don't mean shit either. I've been in a situation, and I've never really told this to anybody. I had this friend throughout college. He was a lawyer, right? We got pulled over.
Okay.
We was up north. And it was late as hell. It was about 3-4 in the morning. We got pulled over, right? And it was pulled over some bullshit. The cop was on some straight bullshit with us. So my lawyer being a lawyer, he, spit that lawyer shit to him, And the cop, being the dick that he was like, oh, so you want to be a smart ass. This motherfucker got us up out of the car, arrested both of us, took us down the 26th and Cali, over in that area down there, and beat the shit out of both of us. So knowing the law don't always get you out of shit.
You can take a beating. That's gonna happen. But you can come back and sue the particular officer and get their badge number and everything. Nothing done in jest, and you can fight
certain
cases.
Always coulda, shoulda, woulda. There's always certain things that you can do.
Yeah, and you let it slide,
you probably just
put the ass whooping and kept it moving.
I'm not gonna speak on what happened afterwards. I'm not going to speak on that. But just know that what goes around comes around. That's all I can say. That's all I can say.
Well, you just put lawyer stuff on them and ask them for certain things, and they have to give it to you. If they don't give it, you ask for their superior.
Yeah,
So a perfect world would have been them to detain him on the other side of the vehicle and not to shoot seven times. Two times,
right,
okay,
that's
but
a perfect
that was
world.
Completely overkill. Right, so
I mean,
what is
I'm
the
not
solution?
Disagreeing with that.
Okay, so what is the solution?
Solution?
Everybody's.
There
okay.
is none.
So that's what
There's
needs
none.
To be being figured out. That's what needs to be figured out. Everybody's hollering, why are they doing this
There's
and why
no
are they
solution.
Doing that? Because people really don't know what else to do besides loot and burn shit and get mad and express that anger in different ways. If somebody came up with solutions, maybe all this stuff wouldn't be happening. And maybe the solutions should start in their precincts and then in their training, and maybe they should do another, add another month to their training to deal with.
That's not even, that to me, that don't work either, because anybody can hide their true identity. You know, meaning, if I was white and I was a racist, I'm not going to show that shit. You know what I'm saying? If I got to go through X, Y, and Z,
somebody's a racist, spend enough time with them, you know.
No, what I'm saying is, but that's after the fact. But what I'm saying is, if I'm a young rookie wanting to be in the academy and all that shit, I'm not going to, you know, put out there my how do you say that word? Psychological, you know, shit out there. I'm not going to showcase my racism or none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be like, yep, I'm all about the blue badge, protecting X, Y, and Z, when really you have a whole different agenda. And that's, to me, pretty much all the damn near all the cops in every precinct, no matter where you go, especially here in Chicago, especially in a lot of suburbs. Like in Fox Lake, Illinois, there's so many racist cops up there. Don't ever be black and be caught up there, man. It's fucked up if you get caught by them. But it's like, it's so many cops, right? How can we weed out the bad ones if we don't know? There's no way that we can know that a person born racist or becomes racist or anything like that, or have hatred in their heart. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. So I don't know.
They make the academy longer. You know how they deter people away from going to certain schools? Let me tell you. So you know how they deter people from going to medical school, and they deter people from going to law school? You know how they do that, right? They put in these crazy exams in the beginning, like, to see if people are going to really sit there and study for them, see if people are really going to take their time and patience and really just go for the test and get a certain score that that particular school wants. So most people, they're not going to spend that much time and effort into it. So that's going to deter a lot of people away from it. So maybe they should do that with the police academy too. Maybe they should make it a little bit more extreme to get in. Maybe they should up the psychological event that happens between them joining and them finishing the school. And I think that'll deter a lot of people that's not fit or that's timid from becoming police officers. Maybe that will be something they need to start implementing and getting rid of the people that's just not working, just like in the military. They change our PT test. If you can't pass the PT test at this, like, 2-mile run in a certain amount of time, push-ups and sit-ups, you can't do that in a certain amount of time, you're getting kicked out, you out of there. You gain too much weight, you out of there. They should start having more stipulations on who they allow in and for how long. And then every certain quarter, they have to take a different test to see if they fit for the particular job that they're doing. And maybe that's what they should start putting into place, because this is becoming, like, traditional. This is becoming traditional.
Maybe that's where it needs to start.
What's that?
Well, know what else I just thought of? It may not even be even that. People, some of these cops could also be offsprings of other former races. You know, like, They might fail the test.
Yeah, and who you know, and that's how you get in.
Exactly. And I've seen,
and that
even with jobs,
should be cut out as well. You should be held to the same standard as a regular civilian, not because you had a prestige person in there or whatever the case may be. All that stuff, everything needs to be redone.
And that's hard, because that actually shoots all the way up into the government. You know, that's the most crooked shit to be got in place. So, and that would have to come from them.
It would be, but that's where it needs to start. We're asking for solutions. I think that is the start.
Good luck going against the masses.
But you see, That is a solution.
What?
That is something to be talked about. Instead of looting, instead of going out burning shit down, instead of doing those things, maybe
actually,
there should be a push for that. Maybe it should be something for
the,
that.
The key for that, the key for that is what we've been preaching, or what people have been preaching, what Kanye West has been preaching, what a lot of black people have been preaching, what Kendrick Lamar has been preaching, what Jay-Z has been preaching for the longest. And it's one word. Vote. That's it.
But you don't
if you
even
get
vote.
Out,
do
I don't
you
vote?
Vote
now because for very not now. I haven't voted. Okay, the last
are you voting
election,
this
I
year?
Have not voted. I am. But
are you voting
I don't,
this year?
I don't. I'm not comfortable.
Okay, that's all
I'm
I need to hear.
Because
before you told me that you didn't vote, so I'm proud that the step has you know you matured a little bit. I'm proud of that. I can honestly
no, okay.
give you
I've voted my entire life. But I've learned
okay.
that the presidency don't mean shit to me because they're not the ones helping
you have
the people.
To vote.
It's
Congress.
Our local
you
government
have to vote the people in the chairs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, that's something I've been preaching to people 24/7. I don't give a fuck about the president. The president don't run just Illinois. They run the United States. But they have bigger agendas on their plate. So I'm never worried about the president. I don't give a fuck if you're Republican, Democrat, Green Party, I don't care what you are. If you get in office, whatever. To me, like you said, it's the Congress that we got to get in there, the right people in Congress, the right people, the local government, the mayor, all of that shit is what matters. And people don't take that shit serious. So if you wonder why we have all this police brutality and all this other shit, that is one major reason, because we don't vote besides the fucking the presidential election. Why is it that we only care about the presidential election?
That's
I don't
because
understand
people
that.
Don't understand the whole Congress and Senate and things like that. That wasn't really explained. Everybody's thinking of the bigger picture. Like they don't see
but
the
it,
small
it was
little
explained.
Building stones.
It was explained.
Yeah.
It was
but
explained.
It has a shadow over it. No, it's not as huge as, say, for instance, football goes on a certain amount of the year, right? It goes on a certain amount of the year. Then the Super Bowl comes, and it's everywhere. Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. You hear it. But you don't really hear it's not that broadened when the elections come for Congress and things like that. It's not as big as the big presidency. Like, it's the biggest thing out there right now. So if they made those elections just as big as they did for the president of the United States, then I'm sure more people will go out and vote because it's not as,
but
you know, it's not as live.
But then I feel like it's our responsibility to know that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it is our responsibility,
like I said,
and that's for the younger generation. We need to start saying something when that time happens. Like, right now, I don't know when the Congress elections happen. Do you know?
It's been a minute. It will be
exactly no.
After
so that's what we need to do.
Is election November. It would be spring. I want to say next spring.
Okay, so what we need to do is start advocating for those elections, announcing it, posting it, everything. Everybody's talking about November, November, November for the president. Get Trump out.
Yeah,
of here, get
see,
Trump
I don't
out of
care
there.
About that.
That's fine.
It's not
exactly.
Even, that's
not worth our time. What we need to be worried about is those chairs that people are sitting in. That's been sitting in chairs for 30
exactly.
or 40 years. And just sitting there.
Yes.
But we don't ever know when those elections are coming up. Do we? Because I don't. It's not broadened. It's not displayed all over the place. Like everything's a distraction. Just like the month of February. You got 4 weeks in February, the shortest month of the year. But you notice every week is something else. It's the Oscars. It's the Super Bowl. It's other big events that's happening that's keeping us distracted from what the real point of the month is, the whole celebration. Like, it's a distraction. And that's why the NBA not playing, because it is a distraction on what's really going on, what needs to be paid attention to. That makes a lot of sense.
So
I said that before.
Now moving into the NBA, I'm on both sides of the spectrum about it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, yeah, they have a voice. Yes, I get that. 100. Like, as much as I don't like LeBron James on the court, I like him outside of the court with the whole social justice and all that. Like, I like it, but I'm on the fence because it's like, it is not even as a fan. It's because I know, because I'm as a former played collegiate ball, I know how it is to have not played ball in so long. I know that there's other shit going on around me, and it's like my only safe place, my happy place where I can be me and be free and not worry about shit to be on the basketball court. So for the guys who did vote to continue to play ball, I understand their reasoning. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't want to think about all this shit that's going on. You know what I'm saying? It hurts. It makes me angry. I don't want to be at home and keep looking on the news to see somebody get killed. You know what I'm saying? So I get that. I wouldn't want to be thinking about that shit all the time too. But at the same time, I do understand it's a bigger picture here. So, but at the same time, what the fuck can the NBA do? The NBA can't do nothing, just like we can't do nothing at the moment. Besides what we just said.
Remember the boycott they did back with the bus boycott when the African-Americans didn't get on the bus, so it was like 100 and something days. I don't know the exact number. But then stuff started changing. You know, when Caucasians want to see black people play ball, because that's a sport. If you notice, most NBA personnel are African-Americans. Most NFL personnel are African-Americans. And who owns those teams? Who's making all this money? I don't know any black
people.
Right.
No, it's not.
So if they're losing money it's going to bother them after a while.
But
they don't own them. What African American do you know owns an NFL team? Who do you know?
No, none of them. None of them. All of them. They all have a part ownership. None of them owns anything.
Exactly.
Besides,
so
Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan owns the Charlotte.
He owns a basketball team. He owns.
Well, yeah, he owns the Charlotte Hornets, whatever the fuck they're called.
Yeah,
but
it's not a football team,
but,
and it's not big.
No, they're in the NBA, girl.
No, I'm saying, but
I think
it's not
Hornets
like.
Now.
It's not one of those.
Suck ass.
Yes, exactly.
But,
I didn't want to say that, but they're not top of up there.
But,
and then he's not making as much money as the Caucasians are.
Well, we already lost. Well, they already lost money due to the pandemic. So,
that was God.
You can't really say that because they lost money already.
Effect of God. Right. But as they continue to lose, what they're trying to do is open things back up so they can make money again. It's going to hurt.
But they're still losing money, actually, because there's no audience. So, we're not putting the money in their pocket.
But yeah,
it's like, but
the NBA, though, the games are getting paid because people are going to watch it. They're going to make their money however they're going to make it.
Well, yeah.
They're still selling jerseys.
They're
still
going
to be doing that. Right. But what I'm saying is that there's nobody's playing. There's nobody watching. Nobody's talking about it. Like, it's died down.
But not showing sports does not change police brutality. So I
don't
don't
know that because it's never happened. It's
it
never.
Doesn't.
This is the first time it's
it
ever happened.
Doesn't.
Has it ever
Please
happened
explain,
before?
Please explain to me how stopping any sport would stop a racist, cold-hearted person from wanting to go kill a black person. It won't.
Maybe because those.
Because first half the time they're working long hours. Anyway, so they're missing sports. I work just as much as a police officer, and I miss sports. So there's no difference. That don't mean shit.
It doesn't have nothing to do with the police it's not just about police brutality. It's a bigger picture than that, and that's not what everybody's understanding, and that's what you're not understanding. It's bigger than police brutality. It's the whole picture. It's about African-Americans not getting the same treatment as Caucasians. And it's been a fight like this for decades.
Never
getting tired of
it. Never had.
And guess what? It's a first time for everything. So maybe this might actually work, and maybe we'll start seeing a little something better. Because if the world is shut down from African-American people, we've invented so many things. If we just took every fucking thing back in the world that we've ever invented, people will be looking stuck right now.
But here's the fucked up part, right? Here's the fucked up part.
Why do you need a distraction?
There's a leash to that, which is you're paying these players. And these players of today are getting paid 10 times much more money as they did in the past, even in the past.
And right
five
now, they're
years.
Not going to get paid if they're not playing no games and they're sacrificing their paycheck. Why are you upset with them for sacrificing their paycheck so they don't want to play?
I'm not.
They're not getting paid right now.
I never said I was upset. I said I'm on the fence because I understand both sides of the spectrum. I understand that everything is going on, but I also understand that people don't want to be bothered with that. They don't want to keep seeing that. They don't want to keep thinking about that. So they want an escape, and their escape is basketball. My escape in life.
Well, maybe sometimes you
basketball.
Can have escapes all the time. Right. That's fine. You can still go outside and hoop. You ain't got to watch nobody else hoop. You can still go outside and hoop. But maybe
this
is the first time in history that this thing happened. It don't have to be the same. If you don't try
it,
you would never know if it didn't work or
not.
And this is what
you,
they're doing. They're trying.
You can't understand because you're not a ball player to know how to be on that court.
I played center in freshman year and sophomore year in high school. I did play ball for a long time because I'm the boy my dad never had. No.
Or was it a passion?
It wasn't a passion.
See? It's
not a passion.
If you had a passion, like most of these ball players do, like I used to, that's all you wanted to do. And you wanted to do it with those your teammates would be considered your brothers at the time. You are
throwing a ball up and down the court and make it into this basket and being
that doesn't matter. It's not about
scaled
that.
Around
it's
by
not
white
about
people.
That. It's not about none of that. I'm talking about an individual person now. Who plays ball. Some of those kids playing ball, they want to play to escape reality sometimes.
But they go out
and
play. I don't think kids sit in the house and watch the game as much as adults do. They go outside and actually play the sport.
No,
streetball,
I'm talking about the basketball players. When I say the kids, I meant the basketball players. So, I'm on the fence with it because I understand – like I said, there was a vote, right? The vote was, do we stop playing basketball or do we still play basketball? Majority voted to continue to play basketball. LeBron James got upset and left the meeting. I understand why he was upset, but I also understood why most of the players wanted to continue to play. You know what I'm saying? I personally, as a person, don't want to continue to sit in my house and continue to watch depressing news all the time. That fucks with your mental.
It's not about watching depressing news. It's about getting up and being active with what's going on.
But it's depressing. I could fight for 20 years and that shit becomes depressing. Yeah, there would be change.
Well, what about our ancestors
way,
who were depressed and stressed out and couldn't even watch TV? Matter of fact, they didn't even know how to read in certain cases. What about them, the people that die for us, for the justice that the little privileges that we do have to this day? What about them? For us to sit here and continue to watch basketball and continue
really
to ignore? No, I understand. Don't tell me that I'm not. That's what men do. They tell you what you need to think and how you need to think.
Because
you don't need to tell me how I need to think.
I never once said.
I didn't say that you didn't. I'm on. I'm not on any fence. I'm not saying that you did. I'm on one fence, and I said they should have been did that a long time ago because it is a distraction, and maybe people should be more open about trying to come up with a solution instead of just like, oh, that's another nigga that got shot and. He should have complied and just got on the ground. And so it's your son or your kid that's laying on the ground bleeding out.
328 million people in the United States.
We just
want
to not agree to this. Okay.
There's 328 million people in America. All right, yeah, in the United States of America, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 328, let's just say, these are not actual facts besides the 328 million. Let's just say 100 million Americans are, you know, pure, and then the other are bad people. You know what I'm saying? Out of that 100 people who are pure, let's just say 25 million really care about everything that's going on. So they fight and try to make change. So I get if you want to stop certain things because you think it's a distraction, but not everybody would feel that way. So in the NBA, that's all it was.
I'm not saying everybody should feel that way.
Like, I agree that, yeah, sports is a distraction, but at the same time, to some, it's a good distraction for them individually. Now, I'm not saying for us as fans.
It's called mass punishment, and that's what we do.
To me, it's 50. It goes hand in hand. Is it a distraction? Yes. To what's going on? Yes. But sometimes we need a distraction from what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to hear bad shit all the time. I hated the fact that this shit went on top of the George Floyd incident, on top of what's been happening in the past 10 years.
Ahmaud,
you know, with us Americans.
Sandra Bland.
With
Tamar Rice.
Exactly.
Eric Garner.
Like,
we just keep on naming them and trying to figure out different solutions.
Going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for what out of that, somebody will want a distraction from that. So, like I said, majority want to continue to play ball.
Kaepernick set for the flag, and they were upset about that. Everybody was booing him and pissed off at him.
It wasn't even about the flag, which is crazy. Now they see that. You see now that they, like Nike paid them all this fucking money, and they're like, oh, shit, Kaepernick, my bad. It wasn't even about the flag. Even the military knew that it wasn't even about the flag. Like
I didn't care. It didn't bother me.
I don't know. Like, he knew what was going on. So it's that one person, and I applaud Colin Kaepernick
for
that.
And nobody
during that
time
nobody knew
stuck
what
up
he
for
was
him.
Doing. And, right. Nobody at that time stuck up for him. But now we see why he did what he did. And
now it's kind of too late because he's kicked out of the NFL and ain't been able to play, right? Because we fucked up. We wasn't listening.
Well,
we wasn't paying attention because they were too distracted watching everybody else make hoops and balls. Exactly.
Hold on.
And that's not right either.
Hold on. This is why I said earlier there's a leash. Nike paid this man millions of dollars for his campaign in a shoe. It's a whole bunch of other shit. And he be on the hush.
And what did he go and do with that money?
So
no, he ain't been on the hush.
Shit.
He's been working with African Americans and low communities and distributing that money that you claim is hush.
But
he's been
hush.
He's been
doing
a lot of stuff in the community.
But he's been doing that before he even decided to start kneeling every day. Like, there are athletes.
I'm just saying, but he's been doing it even more now since he has hush money now. He's been using that money even more because he's already been blackballed and he's already missed out on so much opportunities and money anyway. So that hush money is going back into his community, just like with Meek Mills, and he's been doing it too. But I'm just saying that's not reported all over it. People just assume that that's what it was, and it's not really what it was.
Respect Meek Mills' situation at all, though. The only reason why
Meek Mill may not have been the best one example, but Kaepernick is definitely one.
I only say that because for what he went to jail for was his fault. You know what I'm saying? If you violate your parole, what do you expect is going to happen? So why is it you want to flip the gun when you violated your parole? Now you want to say, oh, they're being racist and they're treating me wrong. No, dude, you violated your parole. So you got what you deserve. I understand what you're fighting for, but don't get mad when you are the one who fucked yourself over. You didn't have to do what you did, but you did it. So I didn't respect his shit from the jump. But I understand why you're doing it. I get it because, you know, all the shit they were going through. But for some people, you know what I'm saying, who just so happen to be the bad apple, I don't respect his shit. And Meek Mill is one of those motherfuckers I don't respect that. Like, you're fighting for shit that you fucked over. Like, you did that.
That's fine. Well, the laws are set differently for African Americans than they are for Caucasians. And I'm pretty sure you still haven't did this yet, but I've said this several times. If you go read the 13th Amendment and read under the nice little part where it says black codes, you will see that since our last names still are Caucasian last names from our owners back, they're not even our real last name, you still see that we're still technically owned, and our taxes and everything are based off of those black codes. So, I mean, feel free.
But like, what is a black? But what is a black last name? You know what I'm saying? Can you honestly?
When they enslaved
a black
us,
last name?
They gave us.
Listen, you can pinpoint it.
What do you mean?
I understand all of that. So what?
Do you still have
a
great grandfather that's still alive?
None of them are alive. But what I'm saying is.
Well, mine is, and he's 82 years old, and he was born on a plantation. So what I'm saying is, yes, when we were enslaved, they gave us their last name.
What was his last name? What was his last name? His original last name?
Guntu.
Now, legally, you can change your last name.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is most African Americans don't have that knowledge. And this is a conversation where you're trying to avoid going to read the 13th Amendment and going to see those black codes and seeing how we are still enslaved by the Constitution, because they said all men are equal on there, but it doesn't say anything about the person who owns slaves. Technically, we still are, what you want to call it, blackballed because of our security numbers, social security numbers, and also from the black codes. And that's why we're not treated fairly.
We all have.
And those laws still exist right now.
Especially in certain states. Yeah, I get that. But
okay, then. That's a problem.
Generation-wise, people are not going to give a fuck about that.
Well, it should be giving a fuck about, because that's why I still allow them to do the stuff that they do to us today. It's bigger than police brutality. It's bigger than racism.
I hear you.
It's way bigger than those
things. I hear you, but some don't care. I hear you, but I'm telling you.
Well, what about the people that do?
And those some is the new generation who 9 times out of 10 drop out of school and do other shit. Those are the people who.
What exactly
don't
is
give
the new
fuck,
generation? What
vote.
Year is the new generation? Because I'm not that old. I'm trying to figure out what exactly is the new generation.
We're not that old.
Age.
But I feel like 96 and after is the sub generation. We're fine. 85 to like 94, 95, we're fine. You know what I'm saying? We're the ones who are the people who are seeking knowledge of X, Y, Z and want change of X, Y, Z. But the younger motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, the babies who had babies, pretty much, you know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, they would consider me a baby having a baby. You know what I'm saying? I was 15, had a baby. But I fell into the gap of a 1990 baby, which, you know, I have my certain knowledge of certain shit. And I love
but the fact that
knowledge
you have that. Right, but you have the capability of learning that knowledge, and it's just ignorant to ignore that the knowledge is actually out there to receive
that
knowledge.
I'm not. See, first of all, I don't have any problem learning anything. You know what I'm saying? I have no problem with that. But, like I say, the new generation who just don't care about none of that shit. So that's where it goes wrong at. I don't know if we're the ones to blame for that. Or what? Well,
yeah, we are. You know why?
Because
we're not training our kids. We're not training our kids to know this knowledge, and we should be. It's important so that they can teach the next generation about it. And the next generation after that. And since we're so working, we not.
I feel like.
Get back in the early 30s. Those. We just have. So now that we actually have the opportunity to gain this knowledge, we throw it beautiful, lavish things of the world, as in the Bible states, of the world, and we don't pass it down to our children. What are we really passing down to them?
True, but again, like I say, like they don't care because you have people.
They don't
now
care because we don't make them care.
But how can you, like, how can you make them care? You know what I'm saying? With everything that's
you
going
have children,
on,
right?
Like, how?
You need to worry about what's on in your house and teach them. And they will teach their kids. And that's how we can start with taking that generational curse and DNA out of our systems that has been planted for hundreds of years with the Jim Crow and Willie Lynch and all them other bastards who have instilled in us that the black family is non-existent. When it is, we have black blood.
Right.
Existent.
We are the small percentage.
Right. And we need to keep growing like we are.
Right. But like I say, nowadays, the baby boomers of today, there's more of them than us. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us are getting killed the fuck out, right? These motherfuckers of today would rather, instead of picking up a book and learn, they would rather twerk their ass on Instagram, go loot and rob and post the shit on Facebook. They'd rather
go play basketball all day.
They'd rather finesse some shit. You know what I'm saying? They'd rather do meaningless shit. They'd rather stand in line to go buy the latest fucking Jordan. That's shit that they'd rather go do than to rather seek knowledge, go vote, do stuff that won't impact today, but it'll impact the future. You know what I'm saying? They're not looking into the future.
But we've been doing that and teaching our youth that. That's what we've been doing to teach them that, and then that's how they learn. That's why I say, and you can say different, that's why I say basketball, football, and stuff is a distraction. We need to be home teaching our kids what we need the knowledge that we do. We need to pick up books and read.
It is. But, again, at the same time, on both ends, it's a good and a bad distraction. It's a bad distraction because there's a broader issue that's going out there. And to some, it's a good distraction because they don't want to focus on the bad shit. They want to, for 3 hours, right, they want to focus on being free on that court. If there's 24 hours in the day, 3 hours of that 24, they want
to
be free.
Go to the gym.
It's
go to the gym.
It's not the same, man. It's not the same. We can't go to the gym. It's COVID.
People still be in the gym. I've seen a lot of people post being in the gym. How the players training if they're
not
in the gym.
Not working out. To who?
They have basketball sports that's open. How do you think they're practicing? They can go on the court and practice with each other.
They're NBA stars.
A lot of them can, though. Exactly. So
NBA
I don't care. I mean, exactly. They can let it out on the court. They'll be just fine.
No, man. It's not. I don't know how to explain that feeling. But
you don't have to explain
that
to me.
It's
get
like
it. That's a feeling like poetry, And guess what?
So like you
I don't
you
have nobody to do poetry
world,
tonight.
Right? No,
and
no.
I've been blocked off for months. Guess why? Because there's no spoken word open that I've been able to attend. You know why? Because of COVID. So guess what my ass has been doing?
I'm saying,
sitting in
I ain't
the house.
I'm talking about writing.
But now you're not
talking
about none of that. And
right.
But it's the same feeling, though. It's the same feeling.
No. I mean, yes. But now I'm talking about for that individual, right? It's the same feeling when you put that pen to that pad. You block off everything around you, and you're free when you're writing
those
words.
For me, it wasn't writing. It was me speaking it out and saying it to other people and to be in front of an audience and having that feedback from people in person, physical interaction.
But how did you feel when you were writing?
It's more than that.
But how would you?
I don't feel the same
way
when I'm writing. I feel sad and upset, and I'm getting it out on paper.
Oh, okay.
But when you perform
when
it in front of somebody,
you perform
it's different.
You didn't feel that way? When you were writing it to perform, you didn't feel that way?
No. I feel that way when I get on stage, when I have physical, in-person people around me. Just like the clapping and the cheering.
So
just like with the basketball, it's the same thing. When you go out on the court, you have the audience. That's why
it's
they were making
yes
a big
no.
deal to not have the audience.
It's always a yes and no. It's always a yes. No, the audience thing was a COVID issue. It was a COVID risk.
Right.
It wasn't
it's
even
a,
about
yeah, but they a lot of people like
players.
Audience, though. They play the NBA so they can
yes,
be seen.
Yes, but again,
they can be
it
heard.
Was a COVID issue, so they chose not to do it because it's hard. It would be hard to implement a 6-foot rule in a stadium when all the seats are next to each other.
Right, and it's hard to implement a 6-foot rule when y'all on the court with all these people too. There's a lot of people on court. All of them don't play ball.
They're getting tested. They're getting tested on the regular, 24/7, around the clock. You can't do that all day, all night, bringing people in and out of the stadium.
I'm not saying that's not what it was for. I'm not saying that's not that what it was for. I'm saying that when you say this, it's a feeling. Like for poetry, as it is for basketball, with any type of sport, whatever somebody's into, the way that it makes you feel and to release yourself is the same feeling. So I understand that feeling that you have, but open mic spots have not even been open for months. It's every blue moon you get one that's a really good one, and you go out and perform and have a really good night and stuff like that. Can't do that because of COVID. And guess what? I had to sit in the house and just be like, okay, I have all this other bull crap to think about and deal with. I don't have that distraction to keep me from being stressed out. Basketball is the same. Football is the same. People like going to the games. I know baseball been closed this whole year, the whole baseball season.
Right.
My grandfather, 18 years old, been
watch.
Sitting in the house. He can't go.
We can't go,
I mean,
but
it's
we
not
can
the
watch
same
it,
feeling.
And we can listen to it.
It's not the same feeling. So when you say I don't understand, no, I understand.
I wasn't
it's a feeling when you're actually
the fans,
there.
Though. I didn't say the fans. I said
it
the players.
Don't matter about
I wasn't
the fans
about
or the okay, but that's just a small selection. Was it 10 people on the court?
What we
it's
were
10
talking
people on
about,
the court.
We were talking about the NBA, right? And I said I was on
what
the fence
makes
because
them so
I
special?
Understand
because they play basketball.
No, I'm talking about the players and the distraction. I'm talking about the players who decided to want to play. For them, it's a distraction of the bullshit. They don't want to be reminded of the bullshit. And for the people who didn't want to play, they didn't want to play because they felt like it is a distraction and they didn't want that. So it's a 50-50 thing between the two. I understand both
yeah.
sides of it. I ain't talking about the fans.
Right.
I'm talking about for the players. So, like, people
I understand
like
the
Paul,
players,
LeBron.
But it's just a small selection. That's a small selection, though. That's 10 people, but you got to think the rest of the world have been stuck indoors, and they have a say-so whether or not they get to play. And then some people are saying, no, this is a distraction, which I'm strongly for. And other sides, like, they don't want to have to keep dealing with this. But what about the rest of the world, though? What makes them so special? They shouldn't have to be feeling the same way or going through the same thing that everybody
nobody,
else is going
nobody
through.
Ever said Every- that, though. Well, maybe people did say that. But that's why I'm throwing out there that it ain't about what makes them so special. And that's why I'm throwing out there that you have to look at the other side of it, too, that people like to be distracted
it's only a
from
small
other
selection.
Things.
Right.
No, this is anybody. Anybody mm-hmm. wants to be distracted from, you know, negativity. You know what I'm saying? I don't like negativity. I hate it. I don't like hearing it. I don't like
I don't either.
So
I prefer
to
be out performing right now. I prefer to be out performing right now. Spoken word in front of people, talking to people, getting people input and stuff like that. But I can't.
And for you, that's your distraction, right? That's your distraction. And I'm not saying that the NBA players are special. But, you know, for some of them, that's their distraction. For me, my distraction is radio and, you know, making beats and shit. That's my distraction. I normally like to be out and about, but I don't mind being in the fucking house right now. But I will refuse to turn on the news because I don't want the negativity all the time. I don't have to watch the news.
I don't like watching TV. I read a lot. I told you I like reading books.
Right.
I would read a book.
I don't read books.
You
like
radio?
Right,
you like radio? You work?
Like, yeah, I like radio. I read, I don't read like books, but I read stuff that I find that attracts me. Like if I find like something about politics, I'll go and read it. You know what I'm saying? I get stuff from CNN all the time. I'll read that stuff. But like news, majority of the world likes to look at the fucking negative ass news, which gives us bullshit information half the time anyway. But they fall into that media trap of the news. You know what I'm saying? Forgot there's this. I gotta find this one YouTube video I found. It's certain words that the news use that keeps you attentive to it, and your mind is always distracted on the negative part of the news. Like if you ever watch it, there's nothing really positive about it.
I don't really watch the news because a lot of it is not accurate information. And
exactly.
You really have to be
exactly.
Personnel
there
that's
go.
There to get the accurate information. And I learned that when I was deployed.
Exactly.
Don't watch the news and don't speak
exactly.
to anybody. Which I still use
exactly.
that to this day. But there's thousands
right.
of other things that you can be benefited on. You can learn how to play the piano. You can read some books. You can write. If you got kids, you can teach your kids about financial advancement, the stuff we're not taught in school. You can teach somebody else a different language. With this time, you can spend with positive distractions. You don't have to sit there and watch a whole series of Netflix all day. You don't have to do that. I mean, people do it.
But
that's a relaxing. Or they play video games.
Some
that's fine.
Said,
but
no, that's their thing. Yeah.
That's what I said. This relaxing for them.
But another
there's
thing,
plenty of things to
how,
do.
How you just said that teach our kids financial responsibility and all that shit, right? Now, that's another thing. The schooling system does not teach us a lot of things that me and you know now. If we knew what we know now back then, I know me and you would have made hella different life choices in life. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of stuff don't get taught in school. We didn't learn what we learned until later on down the road. So we have
right.
that.
Right, and that's our job now to
that
teach
advantage.
Our kids.
Right. So our kids have that advantage. Like, I'll teach my son whatever it is that he want to know or whatever I think he should know, I'll teach it to him. And I'll have all of my kids. But some people don't have that resource to go get that knowledge because they may not have a phone, they may not have internet, you know, things that some libraries are open where you can go get books because now, you know, the whole COVID thing, it's not clearing up, but, like, procedures are getting better. I encourage people to go to a library. And if you're not a reader to want to, you know, read a whole lot of books, at least find something
people have
with
cell phones.
A few pages of the
Google works just fine. Most people have unlimited internet on their phones, and they can go to Google and
but not everybody has a smartphone, I should say. Some people still got government phones.
No, I don't have, I mean, yeah, barely. That's like every now and again you see a payphone. I would say that's more elderly people that have the government phone.
I know a few struggling people that don't, that's very less, you know, fortunate. But for the majority, yes. Majority do have.
Majority, I would say they have phones that can access the internet.
But then it's just so tough because media gets a hold of us. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't talking just the news. I'm talking, you know, music
Instagram,
stars. People
Facebook,
Instagram,
Twitter.
Facebook, reality TV shows. People,
mm-hmm.
like, you know I really don't care about celebrity life. I hate it. I don't care about their life. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I got my own life to live. But being radio personnel, I have to care. You know what I'm saying? And I hate it. And then, you know what I'm saying, as a radio personnel, you have to, you talk about these issues, you know what I'm saying? Like, we've talked about WAP and all this other stupid shit. I hate it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't care about other celebrity lives. And they don't put money in my pocket. They've never done nothing for me. I don't care. To me, they're just a regular person who goes through regular people's shit. They just have a lot of money. And they like to flaunt it. That is a black person.
They're rich. They're not wealthy.
They're not wealthy. And that's why, oh, God, I'm glad you said that. Because Jay-Z has gave us free game on how to become wealthy, and people not even taking a heed to that. Like on the 444 album, man, you know how much game he gave to everybody, but people are caught up in the fast life. Oh, Jay-Z, an old rapper, he ain't talking shit. I'd rather turn on the motherfucker talking about flipping bricks and shooting shit and drilling shit. That's what people would rather, like Jay and Nas and Common, on some actual sympathetic shit.
Did you hear Nas'
album? That's
how
my man became. Yeah, and it's great. I love it.
Yeah, it was talking about black kings and black queens.
He was preaching.
Like Tupac back in the day.
And then the kids of today would not appreciate that. They'd rather appreciate a whole bunch of other stuff.
Well, I'm pretty sure if another young rapper came out with the same knowledge or read or wanted to go out and gain the knowledge to put it in there throughout their music, I'm sure they would have somebody to listen to. Just like Nipsey Hussle, I felt like he was on that pathway. Yeah. Nipsey Hussle was on that pathway, I felt, and listened to some of his music, what he talked about, and
it's just hard to persuade our own people. My personal opinion, I think it's just hard to persuade because
been divided.
The masses definitely divided us. And I feel like those people who are brainwashed into media and everything that the school tells us, they're brainwashed into that way of thinking. Anything else besides that to them is wrong. And that saddens me a lot. Like, for example, I'm not going to get too deep into it. Not going to get really too deep into it. But somebody put me on to the whole 9/11 thing. People may look at me as conspiracy theorists. Whatever. I don't care. But I do my fucking research. But what I learned, that them planes, there was no planes that hit that fucking building at all. And the information I found out from a government official that, yeah, they planted bombs and all this other shit. That's what first tuned my antennas that, damn, the world is not what the world said it really is. There's a hidden agenda behind everything that goes on.
Mm-hmm. Just like this COVID-19
that's going on. We ain't got to get into that. You know I know. But I'm starting to feel like there's a hidden agenda with the cops. Like, there's always been, you know, cops killing black people. But I feel like us growing up, we didn't hear about it so much. But now it's, like, so much going on with that. I feel
it's
like
always been happening. It's never been filmed. It's always happened.
Yeah,
it's just never been filmed.
That's true.
We didn't have cameras
right.
like that, like, back
that's
in those
true.
Days. It wasn't popular. Now,
right.
like, something
you're
happens
right.
and everybody got their phones out. So, I mean, that plays a big
like,
too. And then I think about a lot of stuff.
I feel like white people, I ain't going to say white people. I feel like the masses, I'm always just saying the masses. I feel like the masses know the potential that black people have when we have power in our hands. And I feel like they're so scared of us having that power, they will do any and everything to tear us the fuck down. So I feel like somebody gave these cops the green light a long time ago. They gave them the green light. And it's more so of a green light now than it ever has been. For the simple fact,
well,
we've
that's
had
why
our
I want
first
to study black law. I think that was just to keep us to shut the fuck up for a little while.
Yeah,
but the hood still
looked
the same as when Obama was in office. I liked Obama, but the hood still looked the same. Ain't nothing changed.
See, here's my defense in that. And this is, I said it earlier, a president is the president of the United States. Obama wasn't the president of just Chicago, Illinois. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't just the president of just Chicago, Illinois. So I never understood why people got on Obama's case because why would you get on Obama's case when there's a legislative branch, a judicial branch, that will go against the fucking grain? And majority of the people who's in the House of Representatives were Republican. So if he wanted to do something nice to go against the grain, he couldn't.
Because they're vetoing and kick it out.
who could veto? I mean, the president can veto shit, but he can't veto everything.
No, I'm saying the kind of House does that. If they don't like something,
the House,
they have to do a vote on it, and then if it doesn't pass through the House, the president can't say anything about it. He can't do anything about it.
And people,
he gets kicked out.
Black people just totally forgot about the two other branches. They just like, oh, black president office, uh-oh, he's going to do right by the black people. I'm pretty sure, 100 positive sure that he tried to put some shit out there to help us. There was more Republicans in the House of Senate than Democrats. And right now, Trump has a lot of Republicans in office. So, like, you know, but, and then here's another thing about Trump. Black people hate Trump's gut. And I'm telling you, I kid you not, I will go on Facebook and I've asked many of people, well, why do you hate Trump? What did he really do? Oh, well, he's a racist and this, that, and the third. But never really gave they never really gave a logical reason why they really hate Trump as a president. You know what I'm saying? President-wise. For me, I could say, well, president-wise, he sucks because he doesn't things in the traditional sense. But that's what a lot of people like about him, that he does say and do whatever he wants. Now, I always did say that at some point America deserved a president to go against the grain, to do and say whatever he wants, to shake up America. But the way he's doing it is really fucking it up. When he did those tax tariffs, he really fucked a lot of shit up. So I could give really, really legit reasons why I do not like Trump that much. But when it comes to certain things, certain laws, certain shit, for economy-wise, business-wise, Trump has done great business-wise. Like, I've really seen so much money in my pocket job-wise since he's been in office, which I haven't seen when other presidents were in office. Like, I just received an email about him signing some shit where I'm about to see a whole lot more money in my check. May or may not come out when tax season come around. I really don't give a shit because I don't get my taxes back anyway. I pay taxes. So whatever. That part don't bother me. But since he's been in office, business-wise, I don't mind it. But as a president, he got to fucking go. Like, he's not doing a good job at that. I always said Trump is a great businessman, but horrible at being the president.
He's a sneaky businessman. I mean, the Trump building downtown Chicago.
He is a sneaky.
He didn't pay for that goddamn bill. He didn't pay for that. He did bankruptcy.
No.
And then didn't have to, and kept, and was able to keep the building.
But
he owed so much money on it, and then did bankruptcy, which is smart. A lot of people don't do that. But he's filed bankruptcy numerous of times. He doesn't pay people. He files bankruptcy, say he can't pay for it,
and
get them off his case, and then keep moving.
And that's what a lot of big corporation businesses do, though. You know what I'm saying? Not a lot of people know that. Like, not a lot of people know that you can have a secondary Social Security number. And it's not really called a Social Security number. People don't know that, but you can have it.
You also not have
free
a Social Security number here as an American. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff you can do.
I say
you can also not have a Social Security number and not have to pay certain stuff.
But that knowledge
and walk
is
on this land for free
out there. You just have to, you know, you just have to go look for it. I've always said the best knowledge is self knowledge. So if you're ever curious about anything, go research it. That's what I've been doing my entire life when I wanted to know stuff. After somebody put me on that 9/11 stuff, I got curious about so much other stuff going on in the world, especially with black people. I'd go research it. There's a lot of stuff I do know. I try to teach people, but like it goes in one end out the other, and that's fine. I don't have to reach 100 people. As long as I can reach one person, I'm content. I'm happy, and I'll continue to do that. So if I can reach somebody through this radio show about speaking knowledge, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. So, world listeners, y'all listening to this great show tonight. Me and Genesis have just gave y'all pregame of a lot of shit. Just spread the word, man. Just put your black people on, man. Stop feeding into the media and believing everything you see on TV. It's a crazy world out here, man.
I definitely, I know. We should have had poems out there tonight, but I guess this was just a conversation that needed to be had because I'm really tired of it. I'm really tired of seeing it, just like you're tired of seeing it. I'm
definitely tired.
Ready for the change.
The end result of what happened in Kenosha, I feel like they definitely should have went about it the wrong way. I'm tired of being racially profiled because I'm black. I'm tired of walking down the street. You see a white lady, you walk past them, they clench their purse. It's like motherfucker, if I wanted to steal, I would steal from your ass. But the bad part of that is she don't know that. You know what I'm saying? It's because of the media, what she sees in the media about black people, what she sees in the media that goes on the south side of Chicago. What she sees, she thinks everybody's like that. Quick story. I used to work at Plexi at Buffalo Grove. What we did there was manufacture hospital equipment. I had a coworker, and his name, and we're close friends to this day. His name is Don Rose. He is way older than me, but he had a certain view of black people. And I'll never forget, we worked together, you know what I'm saying? I ended up teaching him how to build certain things, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Our relationship with each other grew, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm this hood-ass nigga from Chicago, but with maturity and growing, you know what I'm saying, I matured myself not to be that type of person that I used to be. You know, he saw that, and probably like 2 years go by, he ended up leaving the company to go elsewhere. And upon him leaving, he said something to me that actually brought a tear to my eye. He said, "Terrell, I want to tell you something." I'm like, "What's up?" He said, I have this perception of black people that they were all lazy and thugs and gangbangers. Like, I really had this perception. And my wife, she's actually black. Really, she's white black. She's an Oreo, I swear to God. But whatever. But he had that certain perception of all black males. And he said, I changed his perception because of the way that I was. I was real friendly. I wasn't hood. I didn't talk with slang 24/7. Everything that come out of my mouth was nigga this, nigga that. And he was like, you changed my mindset. And for that, you have a friend in me in a lifetime. And I want to thank you because I saw that I had an inner racism in me. And it's no longer there. So he said that shit to me, and it brought tears to my eyes. Like, damn, like, I didn't know that he thought of me that type of way when he met me. And I didn't know that I changed his life in that type of way. You know what I'm saying? Just me being me. So that right there, you know, we're close friends to this day. And, like, if one person could change a mind like that, imagine what a group of us can do together. You know what I'm saying? We need that unity back. That's what
exactly, and that's what we need to be doing. That's exactly what I'm talking about. We need to. That's what we need to do.
The fucking Black Panthers did it once upon a time. Why can't we get them back? Why can't we, you know, start up Black Panthers? The KKK still out here.
They served their time. They served their time, and we made new movements, new adjustments, and that's why we have the new movement of Black Lives Matter. And that's just,
I feel like,
the newest thing right
this
now.
This new movement is deadly. I feel like the minute you black live anything, you a target.
Well, then, you know, that comes into a conversation of a lot of stuff. And some we don't have time for tonight, but
no.
That's another.
That'll be a podcast Monday situation. Real quick, I do want to throw out there, everybody, that Black Lives Matter movement is not for us. So when I say that, I want you to research it and then get back at me. So research that shit. It's not for us. It wasn't from us. Not us. All right? Just understand that shit. So when you out here doing what you're doing, really think about what are you actually doing it for. Black Lives Matter was really not it.
That is
some
fact.
Yeah. So in light of all that, I actually enjoyed this show. We had a great
night. I did too. Even though we didn't have any points tonight, I'm kind of sad about that. But hey, you know.
Yeah.
Next time.
Hopefully Thursday will be Dr. Boomer.
Right. We were gonna keep the show going just in case some people did decide they want to come speak their truth and come on, like with all the stress and stuff, you know, come on and recite some poetry. Hopefully next week, yeah. But if not, we're still gonna try to continue to do the Thursday night shows. Because when we first started, it was just me and Rally Rel on here anyway. So it's nice to have those conversations between each other and keep the momentum going, especially when it's like. Fresh. This is a fresh topic, and it's just been on my heart, and I'm sure on other people's heart and minds lately, especially with all the chaos that's been going on. 2020 just needs to go away, and I don't even want to say that because 2021 might be worse. So I don't even know.
Yeah,
I'm just like, it could be like, damn, let's go back to 2020. Like everybody's complaining about 2019. They like, can we please go back? We were so sorry. But 2020 has been rough. We've been in the gutter. So 2021, I'm hoping that we have some look up, some time. Like it's time. We need some peace. We need a little release. Because you know, I'm not complaining, but 2021 needs to be better. That's all I'm saying.
Praying for it. We definitely need it.
Yeah, I don't want to look back and say, man, 2020, please come back. It was nothing like 2021. So be careful what
you
wish for. So I'll come back. Shit.
You know what?
I don't
everything
know.
Everything went downhill when Kobe Bryant
when
died.
Kobe died.
Everything went downhill.
Yes. I felt that too. It's like Kobe, like these motherfuckers killed me. Something happened. And I'm making everybody in the world suffer.
I swear.
And when he died, everything went with him. Everything went with him.
Basketball, football, sports, life, money, jobs, everything.
Everything left when he left. And that's crazy how one soul can affect the whole life, like the whole world. It just swooped in and just took everything. Or maybe that's just us thinking too much about it, but I felt that. Like, it just started off just tragic.
I cried because for 20 years, I've watched him. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, some people didn't like him. Like,
no, I know.
My dad, for instance, didn't like Kobe.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
But that was ever.
Him as a basketball player, but hated him as a basketball player.
Like me, I respect LBJ as a man, but the player, I hate his gut. Sorry, I get it. But yeah, I feel like, you know, yeah, his spirit, it was just huge on the world. And we see that when he left. Like, everything went bad.
But
she said
about died in the plane, too, so. And two celebrities actually died in a plane crash. August 25th is when Leah died.
That's crazy.
But two of them have been taken away through planes. It makes you think, like, do I want to get on a plane this year? No. Like,
I don't like planes. I don't like getting on it. When I went to Dallas 2 years last year, I stopped, man. But
you're definitely that.
Everybody, this has been OG Radio. I don't even want to call it poetry night. This was information night. This was. my biggest thing that I want y'all to take away is unity and go vote. And I ain't talking about the presidency. Fuck the presidency. I don't care about that. Vote Congress, all right? Get the right people in the House of Reps. Get the right people the Senate seat. If you feel like the mayor ain't doing her job, get the right mayor in. If you feel like our governor ain't doing his job, get the right governor in. If you feel like your alderman's not doing a good job, get the right alderman. Clearly, the judicial branch is fucked up. So let's change that shit so we can get these innocent black kings and queens back on the streets with their family. Totally. Catch us tomorrow. We have a very special guest tomorrow. He's a well-known artist by the name of Rich P. I don't know how to say his last name. Evelyn, maybe? Avalon? I don't know. But you can catch him on YouTube. He has a lot of views, a lot of listeners, a lot of followers. His Facebook is Rich P. Evelyn, /artist. His Twitter is @RichPEvelon, EVOLON. Instagram is Rich_P_Evelon. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. I believe it's just going to be me. I believe B-Trey is still out. So it's probably me and our producer, AK, or just me, myself, tomorrow. From 10 to 11, so be on the lookout for tomorrow, and that is all I got. Genesis, what you got?
Next Thursday, Poetry Night, if you need some slots, hit me or Terrell up on 3YE, CM _ Genesis on Instagram, and Genesis Silverman Poetry. What else? Or even call in. If you have somebody or just know somebody, just call in for the Poetry Night and wash your fucking hands. That's what's really real saying. Wash your fucking hands,
And again, everybody, save this number, 516-666-9826. That is the guest hotline. So, that being said, follow my Instagram, RadioRail21, Facebook, Terrell Redmond, Snapchat. Never been my Snapchat. I ain't going to give it to you. I can't never remember. But for those who do follow me there, I sing a lot, y'all. I got it. It's Dilla2112. D-I-L-L-A 2112. I do a lot of singing on this.
With gum in his mouth.
With gum in my mouth. I'll be the first to admit I can't sing, but I can hold a tune if I'm singing at a certain note. So,
in a certain
song. If somebody want to sign me. But that's it, everybody. Good night. Love, peace, and all that.
All right. I'll holla.
We are out. We will holla.